wait, I don't want this to be with my brothers.
我不要过失和我的弟兄姐妹的债。
We were so deeply touched.
我们那么的受感动。
It's the Lord, the love of the Lord.
是主的爱。
And he learned to love the Lord.
他学会爱。
And that is zero down.
而那就是机会。
And from this small incident,
从这小事
he learned how to cherish this love.
他如何学会好背在里面的
真实力。And from then on, I don't have to nag.Behind her, for that, he gets back.
对，从今以后不再他背后。
Tell him you need to do this. You have to do that.
告诉他你要做这个做那个。
Just tell him go back to the Lord.
我只需要对他说回到主面前。
And every time he will answer.
每一次他都有回答。
That is fearing the Lord. Fearing God.
那就是敬畏。
Fearing God is not afraid of God.
敬畏神不是怕神。
But it's also experience the love of God. And we fear to sadden God's heart. So we learn to love
Him.
That is fearing the
Lord.
And that is when Mary, she responds to God's command.
这是他玛利亚向神的听了一个反应。
When the angel proclaimed this news to her,
当天使向她宣告这个消息
，the angel doesn't give her a choice.
天使没有给她一个选择。
Angel just addressed her, "You are a blessed woman."
那么天使直接告诉她，你是一个蒙福的妇女。
And what God will use you is a charge.
那么神会怎样使用神的神的托付
I believe in her daily learning
我相信在她日常的生活
Mary learned to experience the love of God
玛利亚学会经历神的爱
And she loves God in return
她向爱神
And once the angelProclaim what shall be done of her.
一旦的坚持宣告，叫大家身上所存的。
And without hesitation,
毫无犹豫
Mary answered, "I'm the bondmaid of the Lord."
玛利亚回答，我是神的使女。
May His will be done on me.
愿他的旨意行在我身上。
She just simply trusts and believes in
Him. 她简单的相信。
And that is a fearing child. And she considered herself as very lonely. She gave up all her legitimate rights and gave up all her things that she treasured. May this be done with me. And that is first.Characteristic of man. She works out the salvation of God. And secondly, once she learns this news, what shall happen to her? She went into the mountain country to seek out Elizabeth.
You
know that Elizabeth is advanced in age. But Mary, I think probably she's in her late teens. Imagine 2,000 years back, women, men, people get married in their early years.
想象两千年前，他们在年轻的时候结婚。
Mary sought for companionship and counsel.
那么，玛利亚是寻找这个同伴的情和这个有人来辅导。
Imagine in those days,
想象在那些日子
，a girl hasn't been married yet was pregnant.
那个女孩子还没有结婚，但已经怀孕。
She has suffered so much misunderstanding.
她要忍受那么多的误会。
She has to suffer so much despise.
她要忍受那么别人的。
And the danger to be stoned to death.
并且被石头打死。
And she couldn't tell anyone.
她不能告诉任何。
Not even Joseph.
Her
fiance, because he just won't understand and accept. But the Lord has provided a companion. She has someone to turn to. She turned to Elizabeth. And the scripture tells us she lived together with Elizabeth for three months.
圣经告诉我们，他和伊丽莎白同住三个月。
We Christians today,
今天我们基督徒
if we want the spiritual life in us to grow,
所以我们需要在里面的这个生命成长。
Not only we need to walk with the Lord,
不但要基督徒
personal,
个人
but also we need to spiritual companionship.
我们也需要属灵的同伴。
And how wonderful it is to see we young brothers and sisters. We not only befriend with our peers, our contemporaries, but also we see fellowship with some older, young, more mature Christians, brothers and sisters in the church.We read this portion of scripture. When Mary entered into Elizabeth's house, and she greets her. And the baby in Elizabeth's womb was beating and jumping. That signifies when we have spiritual experience.With the Lord. Those who have the same experience, they will echo with us. And we will find counseling, we will find comforting and encouragement from them. Dear brothers and sisters, how important for us to experience our Lord.Not only by learning the scripture intellectually, but also we apply all the word in our own life, own daily living. And in doing so, we will experience the Lord.And when we have this kind of experience, then we have real spiritual fellowship with our new brothers. I was serving with young people for almost 8 years in a period of time. And sometimes it's very encouraging.To have some brother and sister come to share with me their experience in the
Lord.
One time a brother came to me. It's so amazing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So I asked him what happened.
He
said, you remember in our prayer meeting, we always pray for some friend. And I said, yes. And he said, one day, when I was doing my homework, he said, I have a habit, before I open up my homework, I always spend some time with the Lord first.
他说我一个习惯，每次在我拿开我要做的工作之前，我在准备要坚持。
That day as I was doing this,
I think that
somehow the Holy Spirit within me tells me to becomes a pope, called a person.
那么在我里头的圣灵就呼叫我来拿起我的给那个人。
So, he followed.
他就跟随。
And he becomes a pope and called a person.
他拿起电话打电话给那个人。
And he just said, the Lord asked me to call you.And that person's response is so surprising to me. He said, this is the right moment I was in front of so... I was so frustrated today. I don't know what to handle myself, how to handle the situation as well as handle myself. And thank you for calling me.And I think the Lord is real. And before long, this person was coming to the Lord and believed. And this is some experience we can really share in our daily walk with us.
这是我们能够分享的，我们在主里的日常通行。
If we care for listening to the Holy Spirit in us,
如果我们有听在我们里头的圣灵的话
，then we experience the Word,
我们就经历是主。
That is our Christian fellowship.
这是我们基督徒的交通。
We can share the Word together.
我们可以一起分享。
And thirdly,
第三。
We look at Mary's story.
要不看玛利亚的故事。
After she was pregnant,
在她怀孕之后
，and before she gave birth,
在她生孩子之前
，we can believe that she suffered a lot of difficulties physically.
我们可以相信她在肉身上有很多的艰难。
And even before she going to give birth.She has to travel a long journey from northern part of Israel, which is Galilee, to Bethlehem.
她要走很长的一段路，从这个国家的北部，就是加利利，来到伯利恒。
Imagine in those days, the best transportation probably right on the donkey.
可以想象，当时最好的交通工具上面，不过是坐在这个驴上。
She's in her full term.
Our
sister who has experienced gave birth, you will know what kind of labor that
would be.
And also, when she arrived
Bethlehem,
she's giving birth to the child.
Yeah,
and there's no place to receive them. Her delivery room is actually the stable.
他生产的房间其实是马槽。
And the manger to receive her infant.
那么可以这马槽的这个容器来接待他的婴儿。
But then we see she's so joyful to suffer all the inconvenience and difficulty.
但是我们却看到他那么的喜乐来受这些苦这些艰难。
And in her prayer or her praise.She says, My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Her mind is set to magnify God. And her spirit already rejoiced in God her Savior.So this kind of attitude that makes her overcome all the physical troubles.
所以这种的态度呢，使她越过所有物质肉身的这样。
Like our brother mentioned last night,
像弟兄昨晚讲的
，Paul once he found out the value of Christ in his life.
保罗在他发现基督在他生命里的这个宝贝的时候
，and he overcomes all the situations that may befall him. And we can see many dear brothers and sisters really experience this in our real life. In this kind of life attitude, we can bring forth that life. And fourthly, in Mary's whole life, we can see her simplicity. She is very honest. And to herself. And also she is patient. She has been told many times the child she gave birth is a special child. Not only by the angel, but also confirmed by Elizabeth, then Simeon, then Anna. They all told her this baby is a special child. He is the only one of the Almighty. But yet, when she started to raise up this
infant,
I trust she raised this baby just as a normal child. There may be some occasions she has the urge to tell the boy Jesus who he is. But always she restrains. She is faithful to God's
interest.
She raised Jesus just as other child. She was a simple heart. She kept the simplicity all the way.
他有一个简单的心，他一直保持最简单，单纯。We
Christians, simplicity is a very precious thing.
对于基督徒来说，单纯是非常宝贵的。We
may go through many different environments and situations.
我们会经历各种的情况。Some
may bring us high.
有一些会带我们往高处。Some
may make us low.
有一些会
But yet, those who have a simplicity toward God and toward
people,
we won't be affected by all the different situations. That is what Mary, she, her person is. She worked out salvation. And her experience is very, very personal. Yes, this experience becomes a blessing not only to the nation of Israel, but also her experience becomes a blessing to the whole human race. Today we young people, if we have a heart for the Lord, maybe nobody knows our experience, but if we walk with the Lord, our personal experience in the Lord eventually will become a blessing to the body of Christ. Experience is personal, but the value and the function will become a benefit to the whole
body.
So may we be encouraged by this. And next I would like to share Joseph. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. 7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7-9-1-7 Verse 18 to 25.
第18节到第25节.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was planned. His mother Mary, that is 17, belonged to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be a child of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督降生的事是在下面。 他母亲玛利亚已经娶配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。But
Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her publicly, servants would have put her away
secretly.他惯恐约瑟这个异人，不愿意明明地羞辱他，想要暗暗地把他羞辱。But
while he pondered on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take to thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit.
大卫的子孙先生，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪里救出来。
Now all this came to pass that, might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord.
这一节的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话。
Through the promise saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted as God with us. But Joseph, having awoke up from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had enjoined him, and took to him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth the firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
约瑟醒了，起来就遵着主使的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，给他起名叫耶稣。
Choose Matthew 1 and 2.
那马太福音。
Through chapter 1 and chapter 2 of
Matthew,
we can see four times recorded that Joseph had dreams. And we know that there are two Josephs in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里有两个，因为
both of them are dreamers. One is in the Old Testament,
一个是在旧约,
and the other is here.
另外,
the adopted father sees the
father.
And in this dream, we can see the characteristic of Joseph. If Mary, she conceived through the Holy Spirit,
玛利亚借着圣灵怀孕,
we can use her to illustrate how the Lord God wills the will in our heart.
那么我们可以借着他来叙述神如何把他的意志在我们里面。
Then we can see in Joseph.
我们可以看到在Joseph,
once he had a dream from the Lord,
他一旦从
When he wakes up, he executes what was instructed. He works out the work that Lord God operates. And that is what we can learn from them.
这是我们从他们所能学习。
In his first dream,
在他第一个梦里,
I think there might be quite a struggle with him.
我想他里头有相当的挣扎。
And based so far, Mary's pregnancy cannot be tried, cannot be hidden anymore.
当日子度过, 玛利亚的这个怀孕不可能再隐藏。
Even Joseph could tell that she is pregnant.
意思约瑟也可以说看出她是怀孕。
The Bible recorded that Joseph was a righteous person.
这个圣经说约瑟是个义人。
She doesn't want to put Mary away publicly, to shame Mary publicly.
她不要在公开的场合羞辱玛利亚。
She's even self-founder in himself that he wants to put her away secretly. I think by doing so, Joseph is letting himself go very much.
这样做呢，我想约瑟他是放弃他自己很大的。
Let's imagine, put ourselves in his situation. If that kind of thing happened to how would you feel? How would I feel?
你会怎样感觉？我会怎样感觉？
He might first give you hurt.
他可能首先感觉到受了伤害。
Give you suspicious.
感觉到疑惑。
Give you betrayed.
怀疑或者被背叛。
Maybe all of this keeps you very angry.
或者说是这一点他感到非常愤怒。
He has to give up himself a lot to let go of all the
fear.
To be a righteous person.
Not
to deal with Mary by the law of Moses. But deal with her graciously. Put her away. Humanly speaking, Joseph is a very nice guy. Very nice person.
对个人来说，约瑟是一个非常好的人，他是一个义人。But
yet God wants to make him even better.
但是神要使他更好。So
one night he had a dream.
是有一天晚上他做梦。He
dreamed that the angel appeared to him.
那么天使跟他讲。And
tells him what happened to him.
来告诉他，什么事发生在哪里。And
also explain why it happened. And in the morning when he woke up, he followed the instructions of the angel. They obeyed without question, without arguing, without compromising. And he just went and took Mary as his wife. We see this is something further. He's letting go of his righteousness. For the will of God, he's willing to let go of his
righteousness.
And that is something we all can learn to obey
God's word.
To obey means we have to let go of our own choice, our own will.
要顺服就是放弃我们自己的选择，自己的意志。And
Joseph, in this area, in this incident, he let go of himself.
那么约瑟在这里呢，他就放弃了他自己。And
he took Mary in.
他就娶了玛利亚。Now
we all know, actually, this is what is one honor for him.
这两个都知道，对他来说是何等的荣幸。That
in flesh, he can be the father. Of God's Son.
对，肉身他能够作为神儿子的父亲。
To fulfill what has promised by the Lord through his prophet.
来应验神借着他先知所说的话。
That virgin shall give birth to a child.
有童女怀孕生子。And
they shall call his name Emmanuel.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
That is God with us.
就是神与我们同在。
And what is honor that Joseph can be selected as a man of
God.
And we all know the story. As cry.
当时间过去。
When Jesus was about 2 years old.
当主耶稣是两岁大的时候。
The wise men, the magi from the east, from the worship baby Jesus.
那么从东方来的博士男就来敬拜小耶稣。
And by then, King Herod was really afraid that this child will become the king of Israel.
在那个时候呢，这个君王已经惧怕，这会成为以色列王。
And in his heart, he decided to kill all the children in the surroundings of Bethlehem.
那么在他心里就决定要杀害在伯利恒周围所有两岁的孩子。
So, Joseph dreamed second dream.
那么约瑟就梦了第二个梦。
The angel instructed him, "Rise up and took your family and this child, flee to Egypt."
那么天使就对他只是说起来，带着小孩子从母亲逃往埃及。
In order to protect the life of this child.
为了要保护这孩子的生命。
We Christians, as we learn to walk with our Lord.
我们作为基督徒，让我们学会如何与主同行。
We have a desire, we have a longing to have this spiritual life growing.
当我们有这个科目，这个心意在主在我们的里面。
The second lesson we learn is just like Joseph. We need to learn to flee from certain things.
我们从约瑟学的第二功课就是我们要从某件事逃跑。
We know that.Satan, the enemy of God.
我们知道撒旦就是神的仇敌。
He always tries to kill, to destroy spiritual life.
他总是要杀害，要毁灭这属灵的生命。
Just like Jesus did, when the thief comes, he is come to kill, to destroy.
正如主耶稣说，当这个盗贼来的时候，他就要来杀害，来破坏。
He kills that young spiritual life in us.
在伤害，那在我们里头，年幼的这个属灵生命。
We children of God, we need to be consciously cooperate with the Lord.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们必须要在意识里和神合作。
To flee from certain dangers.
要逃离某种危险。
Like in Corinthians, the first Corinthians chapter 6:18.
Apostle
Paul urges us to flee from fornication.
那么使徒保罗叫逃离这一个
This era, this kind of thing is called a rule.
那么在这个时代，这种事在这不所有。
Even young people are very easily polluted.
甚至年轻人也容易被污染。
And we need to flee from this thing.
我们必须逃离这样的事。
And second thing in 1 Corinthians 10:14.
第二个在哥林多前书第十章。
Paul urges us to flee from idolatry.
就是也保罗叫我们逃离这样的事，拜偶像。
We only worship our Lord.
我们只敬拜我们的主。
Any other thing is idolatry.
任何其他的事物都是偶像。
And also in 1 Timothy chapter 6,
还有在帖撒太前书第六章
mentions several things.
保罗就讲了
Maybe shall we turn to the take a look over?
让我们翻去看一看。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
Verse 11.
第十五节。
Be thou, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness.
但你们受洗的人要逃避这件事，追求公义。
I want to be the medical
person.
Paul urges Timothy to flee from certain things.
保罗鼓励提摩太要躲避一些事。
First thing is recorded in verse 3 of this chapter.
首先在这一章的第三节,
that is different teaching.
就是异端。
Some people translate it into heresy. But actually, it's just a teaching, but it's a little bit different from the teaching of the Lord.
这是说到一种教训,
may not be what we know about very obvious there's
errors.
Today, among so-called Christianity, there are so many different teachings. And it's not easy for us to
discern.
And some people, they think now it's the information error.
那么也是认为现在是这个知识的时代。
We can get information in every aspect.
信息的时代可以在各方面都在进行。
If we want to learn spiritual things,
如果要学什么的事,
we can also go to the internet and find some information.
到网际网络寻找一些资料。
A sister young in the Lord in our group,
在我们的这一组里面,
she has the heart to know the Bible truth. But she was just believed, just faith in the Lord. And also her working schedule is very
busy.
So she doesn't have a habit or form a habit to join the meeting.
直到某件事发生，我才发现。
share with brothers and sisters a few things that I think related to young people. About youthful love. Youthful
desire.
Young people tend to compare with others and compete with others.
rights.
Not only concerning personal issues in life, we consult with our seniors. With the responsible brothers and sisters. But also to the issues of service. For instance, if we want to have a gospel meeting, we want to have something doing together to serve the Lord. Not only we pray together, but also we invite older brothers and sisters, we consult with them. And we listen to their advice. That can help us flee from all the youthful dangers. So the second thing we learn from Joseph is we learn to flee from those things that will hinder, that will destroy the growth of the spiritual life.
接着所学的第二件事，就是逃避那些会毁坏的生命。Then
the third and fourth dream that Joseph had.
然后第三和第四个梦。When
Herod
died,
the angel appeared to him in his dream again.
天使再次在他梦里见。And
instructed him to rise up, bring the child back to Israel.
只是他把孩子带回以色列。That's
his third dream.
这是他的第三个。When he
was instructed,
he rose up.
一旦他被指示，他就起来。He went there. 他回去。But yet he faced the choice. 但是他仍旧面对选择。Should he go back to Bethlehem or go otherwise?
他该当回去，或者还是结束。And
he has his own thinking. Because go back to Bethlehem, there might be danger. 他也是个危险。Then the fourth dream came to him. He proactively seeking instruction from the Lord. That shows us how life grows in
him.
Sometimes when we first learn to walk with the Lord, we have to be instructed, then we know what to do. If we were not instructed, we just do it by ourselves. We just go and do it by our habit or by our own way of thinking. But as we grow spiritually, we will come to the Lord proactively. And we bring issues to the Lord and seek His face. Also inquire of him. And that is Joseph's
learning.
So after he sought from the Lord, he received divine instruction again. So he brought his whole family to the northern countryside, Nazareth. 所以我们感谢你在其中 so gracious。
因为你是那么把你恩典 you have given
yourself to us，
你把你自己赐给我们
to be our very own life，
来带我们自己生命。
Lord, help us，
有帮助我
们 that we will be a vessel that cooperates。
我们作为一个跟你合作的器
，to allow this life to grow in，
来允许这生命在我们里面成长。
Lord, how you used Mary and Joseph，
你如何的使用的玛利亚和约瑟
，to come into this world，
来进入这世界。
May you also find in us the same character like Mary and Joseph，
愿你也在我里面找到同样的这的。在玛利亚和约瑟身上
，So your life will grow in you，
直到你的生命能够在我们里面成长
，Until you as you ourselves，
直到你也满足为
，We thank you for your grace，
我们感谢你听我们的祷告，
并且
奉耶稣的名。